Welcome to another segment of the Agricultural Market Viewpoint. This is a podcast where we reflect on various themes influencing the agricultural economy here at home in South Africa and beyond our borders. Folks, I'm sure this week many people would like to hear about the Western Cape crop conditions, particularly following the heavy floods that we saw last week. And the southern regions of the province took a much significant knock compared to other regions of the province. But I won't delve into that topic today. I have something coming up on Wednesday in the Business Day newspaper. You can pick up the paper or check online on Wednesday. My column focuses on the situation in the Western Cape. And I can just say here that the conditions aren't as bad as perhaps many people had anticipated. We see significant damage on the infrastructure, but in as far as the crop outlook, we're still holding a reasonably optimistic view that we will have a good winter crop. And even on horticulture, the damage may be minimal. The areas that I think received a significant amount of rainfall and may experience damages is probably the southern regions. But looking at the province in totality, as what we expect to be the production there, we think that the conditions will still be reasonably positive. But on infrastructure, there is serious damage in some of the areas. Roads, farm infrastructure, and even on the electricity supply, there were a lot of disruption in some of the areas. But this is all in the Wednesday column in the Business Day. You can read about it there. And possibly next week, I can expand and putting into context even some of the things that you may have read on the column. This week, though, I want to focus on the summer crop because there is also some important data that came out, which is the South African summer crop estimates forecast for the 2022-23 season. And this is the eighth crop forecast as we are now at the tail end of the season. You recall that in the previous segment of this podcast, we focused a lot on the 2023-24 upcoming season. But I thought it's important that we close this old season as we shift our focus into the new season. Now, the Crop Estimate Committee released these numbers and they maintained a reasonably optimistic picture. What they said last week was that our maize crop as South Africa is still at 16.4 million tons for the 2022-23 production season. Now, if you were to look at those numbers closely, there was a downward revision on a white maize estimate and an upward revision on a yellow maize estimate. White maize estimated somewhere around about now 8.5 million tons, down 2% on a month-on-month. And if you look at the yellow maize estimate, it's around about 7.8 million tons, up 2% month-on-month. But in totality, this gives us something around about 16.4 million tons, which is roughly unchanged from the previous month. Now, when you put this crop into perspective, this is the second largest crop in history of South Africa. So it is a significant crop. And large part of these gains are on the back of large yields. Because if you look at the area that we planted, it is down somewhat compared to what we had planted in 2021-22 season. So the better yields, which are on the back of favorable rainfall, you will recall that in the last season, we were in the La Nina cycle, which is the above normal rainfall. And it's been like that for four consecutive seasons. As you will recall that in last week's segment, we talked a lot about transitioning into an El Nino, which is a season of below normal rainfall. But in the past season, we were in La Nina, which is what gave us this good crop. Now, if you take the 16.4 million tons of crop in South Africa, you consider our annual domestic needs of maize. The current numbers that we have, they suggest that our current needs may be about 11.4 million tons. That's both white and yellow for animal feed and for human consumption. Now, if you consider then that, it means that we may have over 3 million tons of maize for their exports in the 2022-23 marketing year. And you'll remember that the 2023-24 marketing year, it corresponds with the 2022-23 2023 production season. So this is the marketing year of 2023-24 corresponding with the 2022-23 production season, because the production season is where we cultivate the crop, harvest it, and then on a marketing year, that's where it goes to the market from 2023 all the way up until the end of the season, which is April next year, which is why you always see this overlap between a marketing year and the season. But be that as it may, the fact is here, we have a good crop, we have a lot for export markets, and of course, we will be able to cover our domestic consumption and have a reasonably good carryover stock going into the next season. Now, the good news are not limited to white maize, to maize. If you consider soybeans estimate remained unchanged from what we talked about in August. It is about 2.8 million tons. This is a record crop. It is up 24% year-on-year, and it's the largest crop, of course, than in history of South Africa. This has been brought by two things. The area planting has expanded, but we also had good yields because of these heavy rains that have improved the crop production conditions in South Africa. So this is what has delivered this. And we have been in this expansion in soybeans for some time, because now the area planting have expanded. It is at record levels, and which is why also we see their crop being at a record levels. The key thing that has been behind this expansion in soybeans in general in South Africa were heavy investments that were made in the processing side of the soybeans. South Africa expanded heavily on the processing side so that we can crush some of the soybean and have soybean oil cake for our poultry and the livestock industry. And this stimulated the demand at a production level, which is why we've seen this improvement happening in an area planting, as well as an improvement in the yields. Of course, there in the yield perspective, better seeds have also contributed from that improvement. Now, the question is, where does this leave us now? This leaves us to South Africa as a country that is possibly going to be exporting the highest volume for the first time in our history in soybeans. We think that the exports of soybeans could be around about 420,000 tons this year. This is up from around about 277,000 tons the previous season. And of course, it is because of this large supply that we have. Now we'll be participating aggressively in the export markets. The hope is that in the coming years, we can remain with this robust production of soybeans, robust production of maize, and of course, this means that better seeds, better production practices are some of the things that will support us to remain as competitive and doing as excellently as what we see now. And of course, climatic conditions are a big contributor to that. Now, the picture was not all that bright and positive, because if you think about the sunflower seeds, this is one of the crop that has taken a beating in South Africa. In the far western regions, we actually saw that the yields are much less than what we perhaps anticipated in the previous months, to an extent that South Africa's sunflower seed crop was slashed by 2% on a month-on-month, while on maize and then soybeans, we're talking big positive numbers, but on sunflower, it was slashed. We're now expecting a sunflower crop of around about 729,000 tons, down 2%, estimated at 722,000 tons. If you compare this on a year-on-year basis, it is down by 14%, but it's still a decent crop. And the decline, as I said, it's on the back of reasonably lower yields in some areas, but also the reduction in area planting, because some farmers in the western regions of the country took the area from sunflower and shifted it to white maize, which is why you see that we have this robust white maize, and of course, the sunflower is taking a bit of a slight decline, as I've just noted now. This also means, though, that as South Africa will remain the net importer in sunflower. The numbers I'm looking at from the Supply and Demand Estimates Committee, it signals that South Africa could actually be in a position where we need to import about 8,000 tons of sunflower seeds. This is up from 6,000 tons in the previous season. So 8,000 from 6,000 tons in the previous season. So that's what the numbers are looking like at this point. And of course, we will see what the conditions will look like in the coming weeks as we focus in these data. The other thing, though, that I can go back on again to link with our previous podcast is that these numbers are the season that we are closing. We will now be focusing on the upcoming season. That is the 2023-24 season. We've talked about our fears of an El Nino. You can listen to that podcast segment in this. If you click on the channel, the previous segment focused specifically on this issue of El Nino. But all I can add in here, which is really joining with the previous podcast, is that we're focusing now on this new season. But most important thing is that South Africa could still be receiving some good rainfall between now up until the end of the year. At least that's the view from the South African Weather Service. The other positive thing is that if you look in the eastern regions of South Africa, farmers started planting, and in fact, some started preparing their soils in as far as the start of August. The reason for that is that we have good soil moisture from the previous seasons, which will allow for germination of seeds. And of course, then if the farmers planted a month or 2 weeks before the typical planting period, which for maize would be around about the 15th of August, means that the season may be earlier. And then pollination, instead of usually being in February, may actually be a month earlier, which is at a period where we'll still be having some good soil moisture, if what the South African Weather Service says materializes, which is the good rains up until the end of the year. They think that the intensity of an El Nino will only start from January going forward. Now, if you consider that view, along with the fact that we have some good soil moisture from the previous seasons, that means then we may be looking at a reasonably decent season in the 2023-24. It may not be as good as these numbers that I just ran through for the 2022-23 season, but it may remain a decent season with above average crop. And that's the view that we're currently holding at this point. And of course, we'll be monitoring the temperatures, we'll be monitoring this rainfall, monitoring the planting process of the farmers to update our view. But with all that we have at this point, as well as considering what the farmers have been able to plant so far, we think that South Africa is looking to have another decent season. And of course, we'll be building already on a season that gave us some good supplies and a good carryover stocks to the next season. With that, folks, let me stop here. But I would urge you that you when you close this segment, you listen to last week's segment, because it'll give you much more flavor about what we are expecting in the upcoming season. And thank you so very much for listening to this, folks. My name is Wandile Sihlobo. I'm an agricultural economist based in Pretoria, South Africa. You can read more about some of the stuff that I read in my blog. The link of the blog is in the description of this podcast, and also read some of our reports in the organization that I work for, which is the Agricultural Business Chamber of South Africa, www.agbiz.co.za. Thanks, folks. I'll come back next week with another segment, and possibly in that segment, we will talk about the Western Cape, and some of you would have by then read what I say would be coming up in my Business Day column on Wednesday this week. Thank you for listening.